Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'ilei Nishmas, Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chilmichol, Zechrono Livracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zechrono Livracha. And we learn in the shul this week, as is sponsored by the Wingers, L'ilei Nishmas, Avram ben Avram. Today, we begin the final Navi of the Book of Nevi'im, and we are going to discuss Malachi. Malachi describes Hashem's, in the Sefer, we're going to describe Hashem's love for Am Yisrael by contrasting them to that of Edom, and Malachi's going to go ahead and give a certain degree of admonishment to the Kohanim because they weren't so careful with the Karbanos and they didn't serve Hashem sincerely, right? And he also addresses the issue of intermarriage extensively, and then he offers a view of what's going to happen since he knew he was the end of Nevuah. In fact, the Gemara identifies him with Ezra. Some of the Mefarshim are inclined to believe that unlike Chagai and Zechariah, Malachi offered his Nevuah only after the second Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, and that he is the last of the Nevi'im, and of course, his message becomes very significant. And so we begin this parak with the following understanding: Masa Devar Hashem Biad Malachi. Here in Parak Aleph of Malachi, it is also the Haftorah for Parshas Toldos all the way into the second parak. But here we have the Nevuah through Hashem to Hashem through Malachi. Now the Gemara in Megillah again, Daf Tesvav, says Malachi is Ezra, and others say it's a different Navi. But Rabbi Shua ben Korcha put him and identified him as Ezra. So the Gemara goes back and forth over there with that discussion, arguing basically it's more likely that Malachi and Ezra are one and of the same. We will be able to see that that is the same. Some of the issues that Malachi is going to talk about, Ezra was dealing with in the situation. So, and in his time, the intermarriage, the Kohanim, all the challenges that came along. So Malachi starts talking and he says, Ahavti eschem amar Hashem v'amartem b'mav tanu, halo ach esav li'akov nu mashem v'ohav es Yaakov. Basically, God says, I loved you. I loved you, and you say, in what way did you love us? Isn't Esav Yaakov's brother, says Hashem, and yet I always keep showing my love for Esav. In other words, the people of Malachi basically assumed that Hashem only showed favor to the Jewish people because he loved the Avos, not because he loved them, says the Malbim and Siddhas David. And so Hashem says, I understand. If it's the Avos had two children. They had Yaakov, they had Esav, right? And you keep asking, how could it be that Esav was the firstborn? He came out as the Bechor, and yet I gave the Bechorah to Yaakov. Esav, I only gave Olam Hazeh. Now you'd see I loved you, and that is the way the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Truma identifies the way that Hashem says, B'ma'av Tanu. So, V'yas Esav Sanisi, instead Hashem says, I despised Esav. What does that mean? I continue to hate Esav's descendants for dancing over Am Yisrael's exile and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're trying to make things as bad as possible. Hashem says, I destroy Esav's land into wasteland. I turn their homeland into the serpents of the desert. In other words, both Israel and Edom get banished from their lands by Nebuchadnezzar. And yet after 70 years, Am Yisrael came back. Esav never returns back to Seir. They'll never be able to, again, says the Radak. Kisomar Edom Rushashnu v'nashu v'nivne charavos, Koamar Hashem Tzvakos, Hema yivnu v'ani eros. When Edom says, though we were destitute, we're going to go back and rebuild, so Hashem says, you may try to rebuild, but I'm going to destroy. And that will be known, v'koru lahem gvul rishav, v'amasher zoham Hashem ad olam. And so they're going to be known as the border of evil and the nation against whom Hashem's anger burns forevermore. In other words, they're going to always be in the bad side of Hashem. Your eyes are going to see this. What does that mean? You're going to see the permanent barrenness of the land of Edom, says the Radak. And you, within the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, you'll say, wow, Hashem is amazing, Hashem is great. The fact is that a son honors his father and a slave honors his master. So Hashem says, if I'm supposed to be your Av, you keep screaming, Avinu Malkenu, right? So if I'm your master, Where's my honor? Madonim ani aye morai, and if I'm the legal master, where's the sense of reverence? Amar Hashem tzvakos lachem akohanim bozei shmi b'amartem b'amem bozinu eshemecha. That's what I say to you, the Kohanim, right? First the Kohanim, because your job is to give the Musa to the people, and you're going to say, how did we do anything wrong, right? So I'll tell you, magishim al mizbechi lachem migal. I'll tell you, you keep bringing defiled bread on my mizbeach, and yet v'amartem b'magay al nucha b'marchem shulchan Hashem nivzehu. Right? You keep saying, how did we defile you? How? Hashem says, you say Hashem's table is revolting. Right? You get, or I told you how to go ahead, and you didn't fully understand the spiritual significance of the karbanos. So the idea of meat, etc., on the mizbeach, you said that's disgusting. Right? That's a problem. Yeah, you can't go around and say the Torah's rules are disgusting. And you can't say the Karbanos are disgusting. Right? Not only that, Rashi points out that the Kohanim didn't want to go ahead and do the rules with the Mizbeach because they found the idea of spreading meat among themselves to be a humiliating procedure, says Rashi. So you said, that's disgusting, and you took it apart. Oh, it was a problem in that time. Malachi says, Hashem says that's not acceptable. V'chisagishun iver lizboach ein ra, v'chisagishu pisech v'chola ein ra, hakivein olafech hasech, ayir tzecho ayisa apanecha, amar Hashem tzvakos. So when you turned around and you brought a blind animal for a carbon, is there nothing wrong? When you brought a lame animal, is there nothing wrong? Right? Do me a favor. Offer it to your governor. You think he's going to be appeased? You think he's going to show you a favor? In other words, animals that are Bali Mumin, you said there's nothing wrong over there. You said, let's just bring inferior quality. Well, would you do that to your own person? You said, when you go ahead and you say to yourself, and forget about just in terms of the Kohanim, think about what it means to the service. If you turn around and you say, everything goes in terms of the service of Hashem, that we accept subpar standards. So, as Malachi says, if you wouldn't accept that subpar standard for the service of the government, right, or the service of your neighbor, you make a party, you dress in a certain way, and you have certain standards, that should be the standard in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yatel chalun apneyel b'chanenu. So now plead before Hashem, and he'll forgive us, right? It was always the responsibility of the Kohanim to daven for the people's welfare. So here, Malachi is telling the Kohanim, even if you just do tshuva, still Hashem would forgive you and get rid of the curse. You have a responsibility, right? The Malbim learns that this is read as a question mark. You think it's going to happen? It's because of you that this happened. You think he's going to show you special consideration? In other words, don't expect Hashem to forgive you without giving you any mussar in this situation. Do you think he's going to listen to your tefillos right now based on the way you're proceeding? Even among you, Hashem says, in this situation, who among you is going to turn around and one of you would close the portals? So ain li chayfetz, ain li chayfetz, ain li chayfetz, sorry, I'm having a problem with the page here. But ain li chayfetz b'chem amar Hashem tzvakos u min cholo eretz ha-miyadchem. I have no interest in you. I won't accept your karbanos from your hands. In other words, Hashem is basically saying, look, I prefer that if you don't want to rise up and you just instead want to continue in this lowly way, I wish that you just lock the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, then go ahead and do something worse. Better there be no karbanos on the Mizbeach than to have inferior karbanos on the Mizbeach, says Rashi, right? Or as the Malbim says, I'd rather have the Beis HaMikdash locked up rather than have it defiled by the people of Am Yisrael unnecessarily. And Rashi explains over here, Hashem was basically saying, Hashem's upset with the way that we keep bringing our karbanos. The Torah's Kohanim comments and says, when a person gets asked to close the door, light a candle for someone else, he usually doesn't ask for payment. And yet people weren't willing to do this for free. I wish you guys would just do it for free. But you guys don't have that sense when it comes. And it's horrible. Hashem says, look, from sunrise to sunset, from one end of the world to the other, my name is great among the nations in every place, in every single place that honest karbanos are burned and presented in my name. My name is great among the nations. In other words, if I turn to the other nations, they would be sure, says the Radak, to bring pure karbanos. And even the goyim who bring karbanos also only bring karbanos that are okay. And even though they don't know the Torah laws, they believe that their karbanos are okay. But you, you desecrate it by saying Hashem's table is revolting, and by saying the food is disgusting. All you do is you attack the carbon process. You go ahead and you say, oh, it's a burden. You throw it down. You bring stolen stuff and lame stuff. Right? I mean, it's ridiculous. Should I accept it from you, says Hashem? Cursed is the devious one who has a male and instead brings a neder and sacrifices a blemished animal. Hashem says, I'm God. I know what's going on over here. You have a responsibility to rise up to the occasion and do that which is proper, and you will be able to go ahead and do so, says Hashem, and I fully expect it. And that is the opening shot that Malachi offers us in order for us to be able to be zocha for big things. May we all have a wonderful and terrific day as we wait for those good things to happen.